The question was raised about looks. So,
I made the difference.
Certain things in life are overrated. Certain things are underrated. The Torah teaches us balance. On the one hand, the halacha says you're not allowed to engage a girl till you've seen her. Because maybe when you see her, there'll be something that you won't like.
There'll be someone else.
And the Torah says, V'avto re'acha kamocha. And part of the V'avto re'acha kamocha is that a person has to feel good with his wife, and that's going to help their relationship. So he's not doing anyone a favor if he just says, well, logically this makes sense, and I don't like the way she looks, but that's okay. When it comes to looks, so men are usually more picky than women, usually, and there are exceptions to every rule. And it's the way God created us. We're attracted more by looks, and it makes more of a difference to us. Different men at different levels, and that's why there's no rule. There are shadchanim who will yell at you, don't be so physical. I don't think that's what Chazal said. We also live in an age where it's reached an extreme. I could set a guy up and he starts talking to me about shades of paint, like the shades of her skin color. Is it this shade or that shade or this shade or that shade? And I'm like, right. Maybe we should get a paint book. You know, in the paint books they have this shade and numbers, right? my policy is always not to see the girls that I set up. I think the beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I think there are certain things that a girl has to do to look presentable. A girl shouldn't show up her hair all frazzled like she's just been electrocuted. And I mean, there are things that a girl can do to ruin her looks. But at the end of the day, different people like different things. There's one girl tells me, I don't want a guy that has a beard. Another girl tells me, what are you setting up with a kid for? He doesn't even have a beard. You know, two people, exact opposites. It's difficult to know what people prefer. But we have to be open-minded. One set up a girl with a guy who was a head shorter than her. She married him. And she was insistent I could only date a guy who's taller than me. I missed that point. Okay? I missed it. I didn't do it on purpose. It was a mistake. You know, every time you make a mistake, you learn and you make the forms better. Today I always ask everyone's height. In the beginning I didn't. You never know. So a person has to be open-minded and a person has to think what's important to them. When it comes to looks, so people's looks change. Hopefully you'll have children. And a woman's figure, when you're dating her in the beginning, is not the same figure she's going to have 5 years down the road or 10 years down the road. And if you think that your wife isn't going to have creases when you're 45 or 50, okay, maybe. But look around you. Most people are that way. As they age, they have creases. And their hair color changes and everything changes. And that's normal. So if you ask yourself, how do people manage? You know, a person marries someone and now she's pregnant. How do they manage? How does that work? So I want to tell you a secret. There's looks that are objective, and then there are looks that are not objective. They're subjective. If you see someone that's beautiful, and then you hear them talk, and you hear them making some anti-Semitic remarks, will you still think they're beautiful? Usually, the way we view someone is affected greatly by the way we view who they are, what they have to say. And that's why it's very important to maintain an open mind. I once was set up with a girl, and I said yes, and I was holding about an hour before the date, and a guy comes over to me and says, I heard they offered you to go out with so-and-so. I said, really? Okay, yeah. So he says, well, I just want to save you and her needless misery. If you're a big, big, big tzaddik that you don't care about looks altogether, then go out with her. But if looks makes one iota of a difference to you, well, this girl, you know, there's good, there's bad, there's worse, and then there's worse than that.
Wow.
That's this girl. Look, if it really matters to you, so then don't go out there. I said, I already said yes. I'm not taking back my word. I said yes, okay. I felt bad that he told it to me, and I was bracing myself. You know, you set yourself out to date. You wonder, is she missing 10 teeth? Is she the size of 15 girls? Like, what am I coming for? Like, you don't know. You don't know. The guy comes and tells you, you know, there's bad and there's worse and there's even worse. And this is like, if you don't care at all about looks.
What happened? How much did they move?
I have no idea what was shot. She was one of the finest looking girls I ever dated. I don't know. I don't know.
Come on, Rabbi. Tell
you
the truth.
True story.
Did you
tell you the truth?
Right.
Can you say
the
what's the
did
saying?
Did you go back to rebuke that guy?
How can someone say that?
How could he say that? Right. I was shocked.
Maybe he's jealous.
And you asked.
That's what I said to myself. I said maybe this guy's just trying to ensure she comes back to him. I have no other understanding.
Can you like ask him, please don't give me when he's missing like 10 teeth or?
Give me 1 second. Wait. Let's go one step at a time. On the other hand, there was one girl who I was set up with. She was the only girl that any person I called to verify about this girl thought they had to mention that she was
gorgeous.
Everyone I called. And I never asked that. So, you know, everyone's telling you she's gorgeous. I got to tell you, short of the date, that wasn't the reason for me to stop it with her. But I didn't see what anyone was raving about. I would never include that in the description of the person. I don't know. I saw myself, the one girl that everyone made a point to tell me about her looks. I don't know what they liked about them. And the one girl who I got like a really, really scathing report, no problem. When it comes to looks, I think you have to really take things with a grain of salt. And I don't believe in looking at pictures in advance. I think that you could tell a shadchan, look, it'll really bother me if she's very short. It'll really bother me if she's Ethiopian. It'll really bother me if she's very overweight. But if you're going to get technical, is she blonde or brunette or brown or... I don't know. I think that that's things which you have to be open-minded enough that if you like the person, then those things won't bother you. I think that within a certain range, looks... One guy told me, he says, I'm a graphic artist. I spend my life looking at beautiful things. I need a girl that's symmetrical and beautiful. I mean, the guy's going into graphic art terms. And I'm thinking, you know, I think you're marrying more than the physical exterior here. This isn't graphic design. I don't think my role as a shatzan is to lecture people. I try to work with what they say and try to gently open them to maybe other... Other venues, but I not everyone that calls me is a student at Mechon Meir. Some of them are my friends. It's not my job to tell them what to do with life.
I think it's important though, people understand. I mean, it's their lives. You understand what I'm saying? The shatran, that's the one who's benefiting from Shemayim and from and monetarily speaking due to the Jewish law. So at the end, I don't think there's anything wrong with me going to a shatran and saying I'm looking for a Sephardi girl who's naturally pretty, who loves her parents and like whatever, an idea of what I'm looking for, because I won't date American women or Ashkenazi women. I refuse to. So I'm saying like that's my choosing and it's my life, you know. So
that's fine. We will get to criterion, I hope, at a later date. We'll get to that. But when it comes to looks, I think a person has to know the criterion. Different people have different gauges. It has to be decent, that you feel comfortable being with the person, that you don't feel like, I don't want to be seen with this person, or I can't look at this person. Sometimes you have people, I once dated a girl, later it dawned on me that she was completely depressed. I couldn't look her in the eyes. Like, there was something so sad about her, I couldn't look her in the eyes. So later on, it struck me, I can't marry this person. Everything made sense on paper. Like, everything added up. And after the third date, she proposed to me. And I was like, wait. She proposed. Not I proposed. She proposed. And I was like, wait, hold on. I don't know yet. And it took me another few dates to figure out what was bothering me. I just couldn't look her in the eye. And later on, I discovered that she really had a problem with depression, which I guess you sense when you looked her in the eye. I'm just saying, looks is something, it can happen. I never thought I would date a girl and feel like I can't look at her. It happened to me. I dated a girl I couldn't look at. For whatever reason, I couldn't look at her. Looks has to be something, it's personal. Your parents, your friends, your siblings, no one else has to think she's pretty. If you feel, you don't even have to think she's a beauty queen. But you have to feel like this is pleasant, I'm going to be happy being with this person. I don't mind being with this person. So long as there isn't something bad, so long as it's okay, that's okay. Yeah, people sometimes ask, I don't think she's the most gorgeous girl in the world. You don't have to think she's the most gorgeous girl in the world. If you'll marry her, you'll have to tell her you think she's the most gorgeous girl in the world. But but that's not the criteria.
I mean, is it like an uncommon thing for women to propose? Like, if you're on like a date with some girl after a few dates, is it like something like the very unexpected, like, hey, we'll get married?
It says something about her personality. It's not the way Chazal wanted it. And to an extent, it says something about the type of relationship you'll have in the future. This is the person who you're dating. She's a person that takes charge.
Is it more
for some guys, that's what they need. That's what they want.
Is it more appropriate for the guy to do it?
I was hoping we'd get there, yes. The guy is taking responsibility. How does Kiddushin work? Kiddushin, he says, Hare at mikudeshet li, right? If she says, okay, we have a problem. He's the one that's taking responsibility to take care of her, to support her, to give her a happy life. That's the responsibility he's taking on the ksuba. Up to the shirt on his back, it says on the ksuba. So, that's the idea. That's why we pay for the date. Because even if she's going to be working and he's going to be learning, he has to know what it says in the ksuba. He's taking responsibility to take care of her. And that's the formula, that's a healthy formula for a marriage. Maybe she's earning 10 times as much as he's earning. But at the end of the day, he's the one responsible to make sure things work. It could be she's taking care of the bills. You ask me, you ask me what my expenses and what my income and all that is, my wife knows, I don't know. My wife takes care of the finances. I know to an extent, plus minus, but Baruch Hashem, my wife takes care of it. But that, it doesn't have to mean that you're the one paying the electric bill or you're the one who's ensuring that the salary came in. But you are responsible financially and you're responsible for the house. Now, some couples are very happy setting it up that she runs the show. Sometimes, I mean, there are cases where she'll walk into the boss and demand a raise. Okay.
For her husband?
For her husband, right?
Really? Yeah.
Sure. He doesn't have the courage to say anything. She says, you've invested 20 years, you've given them, they've made millions of dollars off of your brilliant ideas. It's about time you made more than $10,000 a year.
$10,000.
Okay. But sometimes a guy like that needs a wife like that. That's why it's not something, I don't think it's something that you can define. It's terrible. If the girl proposes, don't marry her. No, the proper way is that the guy's supposed to propose, but...
Can he tell you something like, hey, I want a relationship?
Chazal say if someone marries a girl for her money, he has a curse from Chazal that he will not enjoy it, he will not inherit it, he will not live to see any benefit from it.
I'm saying just for money.
Like with the other way
around.
What? Like with the other way around also.
I don't know.
But if you know you're gonna spend all day learning, like is it wrong to take one of the things I prefer to have some kind of?
If you're offered two girls and one of them has more money and one of them has less money, so then the fact that one has more money is an advantage. It's also something to worry about because she might expect a certain standard of living from you, and she might be used to a certain standard of living, and her parents might have certain expectations, and. It can come with a lot of baggage. In America, they have this term that's called high maintenance. Heard of that?
It's called Jeffs.
Okay. So the fact that she comes from a more affluent family is not necessarily a plus. I mean, look, it can be helpful, but it isn't necessarily helpful. Okay. You're going to wish Reuven a good night?
Reuven.
How are you?